The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 73. We thought that by moving along the crest of the hill, we would be able to find some way down to the lost city, which we could see in the valley below, and that was not blocked by some insanely large snake. As we roamed along to the east, looking for something resembling a path, or at least a slightly less steep or marginally less overgrown bit, I thought, once again, about our destination and what we would do when we got there. What did one do in a ruined and lost city? I was no archaeologist. I had no camera. I couldn't draw. Was I merely going to saunter about the crumbling stone structures, say, very nice or interesting, and then climb back on my camel and head back the way we came? The whole thing seemed remarkably pointless. These were the thoughts that were occupying me when suddenly Mr. Freddy Bananas III leapt off the back of our camel, where he had been riding, and disappeared into the bush below. It was very startling. At first I assumed that he had found a path down, but there was no sign of one, and of course Freddy B. was not operating with the same goals as the rest of us. I suspected not only did he not have any interest in the lost city, but that he wouldn't even know it when we got there. Something else had made him lunge into the jungle. Danger? I wondered. Then I caught a glimpse of him through the trees. And then I caught another. And another. I suddenly realized I wasn't looking at one chimp, ours, but a whole bunch of chimps. This is what made Freddy so excited. He was reunited with his peeps. Our little caravan stopped and watched as Freddy cavorted with his simian pals. He seemed really quite happy. The happiest I had seen him since his dry-humping Roger days. I suppose this was the end of our traveling together. He seemed like he had reached his final destination. I envied the hairy little fellow. He was home, and I had still a very long journey before me, before I reached the comfortable confines of my club. I was not even halfway there. There was still that damned city to be reached. Suddenly, all the chimps started chattering and looking at us. Freddy, right in their midst, stood up as erect as he could on his stubby, bowed little legs and looked me right in the eye, and then turned and started scampering down the hill. All the other chimps followed him, chattering all the way. It was then that I saw it. They were on a path, a narrow, winding one, to be sure, perhaps ideal for monkeys and such like, and a little crowded for men on camelback, but a path nonetheless. Our hirsute little pal was leading us to the lost city. We followed.